The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Growing up, I remember seeing our first reading, the passage from our first reading, in all of my family's houses. When I'd visit my grandmothers, both of them, when I'd visit my great-grandmother, even in my parents' own home, there is the plaque, and I'm sure many of you have it in your home too, and it says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." I even have it on a cross that I have in my house here at St. Mary's. And that's exactly right. My household isn't mine. When I grew up, it was my parents' household. My parents made the decision that I'd be raised Catholic. And then when I was old enough, I could make the decision on my own that I wanted to be Catholic. And I want to be Catholic. And it's exactly right. Parents, you know this. You have chosen for your children, but there comes a point in life where we must make our own decisions, where we must make our own choice to follow Jesus. And we could be like those who responded to Joshua and said, "Who else can we go to? The Lord has given us so much. God has given us so much. He makes promises to us and he fulfills his promises. He made a covenant with us and he continues to hold that covenant with us today. A covenant of love. God is with us." And we could be like those who said to Joshua, "Where else can we go?" Or we can be like those disciples who left Christ's side, saying that it was too difficult, too hard to follow what he was teaching. Remember, we just finished the discourse on the bread of life. The last 2 weekends, we heard about the fact that Jesus is saying to the people following him, "You have to eat my body and drink my blood." And no, I'm not saying that it's some figurative language. You have to gnaw on my flesh. You have to drink my blood. And that's the only way you're going to get life. And all the people said, "Lord, you can't say that. If you say that, they're going to kill you." Because that's cannibalism, you see. And he looked at them and he said, "I have said what I said. This is the truth. You must eat my body and drink my blood to live." And to this day, we continue to do that. And so when they said to him, "You can't do that. You can't say that. You're crazy," they left him. They left him. My brothers and sisters, this is a family thing here. To whom else shall we go but the Lord? We gather here in our church today as a family. This isn't just a me and God thing. This isn't a one-on-one thing. That's an important aspect of it, but that's not the whole thing. It's a relationship, not just with God, but with each other, Because if we are brothers and sisters, how are brothers and sisters supposed to treat one another? We don't always treat each other the right way. We aren't always Christian to one another. We aren't forgiving. We aren't loving. We don't show mercy. And yet that's what we're called to do. We are called to be a family. The saying, blood is thicker than water, is so true, but how often do we ignore that fact that we are a family? At the moment of our baptism, we have become a member of this family, and one another must stand up for each other. We are all brothers and sisters. We must all stand together. Look around. Look at your brothers and sisters. Notice that this church is filled not with just people, but our family. When I give the blessing to the deacon before he proclaims the gospel, what a humbling moment for me. I'm 26 years old, and he could be my father. Oh. I assume, because your daughter's a server. I said the same thing at the previous Mass. Ed was the deacon. Okay, fine, that's a bit more believable. But still, the point is, I am now your priest. And for some reason, I have been given this title of father. And yes, I chose to become a priest, but my brothers and sisters, I'm not the one that did this. It's nothing that I can do. It's not my works. It's God. It is truly Him. I'm 26 years old. I could be your son, your brother, your grandchild. And yet here I am in this privileged position where you have decided to call me father. We are a family. We come together to worship our Lord as a family. And no matter the pain and struggles that we might face, no matter the suffering that is ahead of us or that we are facing at the moment, we come together as a family to support one another. That's what we do. We are gathered here today to worship our Lord as a family. We are gathered here today to worship our Lord. That is the key. That's why we come together. And so when Christ looks at you in the face, when you receive the Eucharist, and he asks you, are you going to leave me too? What is your response going to be? Are you going to leave him just because of something a man did? Jesus knew what Judas was going to do. But the other apostles didn't leave just because of one person. No one's perfect. And if you think someone's perfect, or if you think yourself is perfect, rethink. But that doesn't mean that you leave your family behind. But that doesn't mean you leave Jesus Christ behind. So when he looks at you today, I pray you may have the strength and the courage to say to him, as St. Peter did, Lord, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.